Hey everyone, this is Jack here with the second episode of the Off the Beaten Path podcast. Right now I am at a place called LeBlanc's Lookout. It is about 10 kilometers, 6 miles from my hostel, and I know that because I just ran along the beach all the way here. It was really lovely. There's this little beach path that goes through Copacabana, Ipanema, and then down to LeBlanc here, so it's just all sort of continuous beachfront. With this little lane made for biking and people that are running. It's pretty crowded, even on like a Tuesday afternoon right now. It's filled with people and, you know, there's these little electric scooters that everyone rents. Kind of similar to Seattle, they have Lime and other competitors here. Like, there's one called Yellow that I'm looking at right now. But instead of being bikes, they're little electric scooters that are sort of rent with an app and take them anywhere, and you see all sorts of people riding around on those. Worked my way down here because I wanted to get some exercise, and this seemed like a good goal, 6 miles away, and it's really beautiful. There's tons of massive waves smashing into these rocks, and the waves might go, when they hit the rocks, might go 30, 40 feet into the air, or about 15 meters for any of you non-Americans. Yeah, I mean, that's one thing I'm slowly getting used to is all the little ways that the ridiculous American units are ingrained. So, of course, there's Fahrenheit and Celsius, but people are telling me their height in centimeters, and I'm like, wow, now what is 1.78 meters again? So I imagine I'll start to internalize these things as I talk to everyone else in the world who uses normal units, reasonable units. But, yeah, it's been a really good few days since my first podcast. Right after I made the podcast, I went and had my first Brazilian dinner, which is this really common place. I've actually eaten at a similar place a total of three times now. They're like a buffet where you have all sorts of different typical Brazilian dishes, and you pay by weight. So what you'll do is you'll go and you'll pick out a few tasty things and put them on your plate, and they'll weigh the plate, and they'll put a little sticker on a receipt that they give you when you first come in. And, you know, as you go back to get more, they add another sticker to your receipt, and another. And so you'll accumulate all these stickers, and they'll add them all up at the end, and that's how much you pay. And my first buffet experience, I had no idea what I was doing. It was pretty embarrassing, actually, where I, like, tried to, you know, ask what was going on, and there was no English. They didn't understand any English, and my Portuguese is probably even worse. And it was, it took maybe 3-4 minutes of just awkwardly trying to communicate before I'm like, oh, the soup isn't included, but I go over there, I get this, and then I take the receipt up there. It's actually pretty straightforward, but I just didn't know what I was doing, and hadn't gotten used to communicating with people that don't speak English. But I feel like I'm slowly getting better at that, and got a better idea of what's going on at these places. So yeah, I've had some incredible foods. I started out with, oh, by the way, I'm walking from LeBlanc's Point back up the beach towards where I came from. I need to find some food at some point. See, hear any bikes and stuff, that's why. So yeah, the food has been incredible. Lots of things, you know, with these buffets, everything is in Portuguese, naming things, so you just sort of have to go for it, and kind of blurs together which buffet was which, but I've definitely tried some amazing, you know, like really good meat, steaks, exactly what you'd think for Brazilian food, and I've also tried some things that you maybe wouldn't expect. There was one place I was definitely tripe, like beef stomach in this black soup, and it was actually pretty good, kind of reminded me of like very soft mushrooms with this really meaty flavor. That was good. I had some really good like creamed spinach, and you have all of these tapioca pastries, deep fried everything's. One of the fanciest buffets I went to, there was a full sushi bar as well, so we had sushi, and I didn't get sick. I decided to go for it, and I'm still feeling good, so it was kind of a fancy place, so I felt like I could trust it. Probably wouldn't eat any street sushi or anything like that, but this place, they had like you know, like full suit, and it was pretty nice. And these buffet places, you can, you know, get a ton of food where sometimes it's like the only big meal I'll eat in a day, and it's like $20, something like that, and it's, you know, dessert and everything included and all pretty good. So yeah, I've tried tons of stuff there, and I've been consistently going to the same place for breakfast every day, where they have these little cups of acai, some coffee that I like, and you see tons of these little tapioca pastries everywhere. I may have mentioned it on my first podcast. Been trying a lot more of those. So the food situation has been excellent. Really, really good. I still haven't made it to a Brazilian-style steakhouse where they just serve, like, all-you-can-eat meat. They're kind of expensive, and I'm kind of waiting for the right one and some people to go with. Overall, it's been a pretty great food so far. I've met a bunch of cool people, too. Let's see, right after my last podcast, I ended up becoming really good friends with one of my hostel mates, a guy from Germany, and we hung out, did a tour of Rio together, like an 8-hour day tour where we went to Christ Redeemer statue and to this place called Sugarloaf, which has this little cable car that takes you up to the top of one of the mountains that are around here, and you just have these excellent views, and there was monkeys running around everywhere through this serene, sort of peaceful jungle path that was on top of this mountain. I mean, it was just so lovely. The day tour took us to all sorts of other places, too. It had one of those lunch buffets included. We went to a place where they were having, where they have Carnival every year, this, like, big street with massive stands on either side, and when Carnival is going on, there's people parade down there, and there was a little shop that was open with like a video of what it looks like when Carnival is going on, and it looked wild. I mean, just crazy. So it's pretty cool. I stopped by this really interesting, unique cathedral that from the outside wasn't very impressive. It was this like concrete pyramid dome looking thing, but on the inside it was this beautiful stained glass and probably seated, I don't know, 1,000, 2,000 people that I'm sure they show up for Mass every Sunday. So, yeah, interesting day touring around. And besides that, it's been, you know, mostly hanging out here on the beach. The day after that, I just sort of hung out and had some of the local drinks, caipirinhas. I'm so bad at saying that one. Caipirinhas. It's this local liquor with, like, lime and just a very refreshing light drink, and it was awesome having a few of those on the beach with another new friend, and swam in the ocean, like properly swam. I swam and watched his stuff. He swam and watched my stuff. And the waves here are crazy. I was safe. Didn't go out too far or anything, but I managed to body surf and catch a few waves in. So that was really fun. Yeah. And I think the other big thing that I did yesterday, I met someone else from Denmark, and we were interested in checking out a local food and wine festival, so she and I went over there and tried a couple beers, and it wasn't food and wine, it was a food and beer festival, rather. Tried a couple beers, and people were super friendly there. The first guy I got a beer from knew English really well, and, like, recommended some food, and, you know, was just joking around with me. It's just a really cool, like, family environment. There was a bunch of kids around and a little kid play area, so it was a really great time yesterday going to that. And today it's my first day just chilling. You know, I thought I would have more time to myself, but I've been meeting so many people at my hostel and going out and doing so many things that I haven't had a day to just sort of do my own thing. So they went off and did some other tours today, and I just decided to hang back and, you know, go for a run and meditate and do my thing. Haven't really eaten much yet today, so my next goal is to track down some food and then work on getting the 6 miles back. Might do a little more running. My body feels good, so I'm going to go for it till it tells me to stop. So I think that's about it for now. Just got a couple days left in Rio, and next up I'm heading down to Paraty, to this little island resort. So stay tuned for next podcast about that. So I will sign off, and I'll talk to you guys next time. See ya.